Peter Denton with the Max Newsbeat. Industrial action today. Staff have walked off the job for 24 hours after power supplier Essential Energy refused to allow an independent industrial umpire to resolve a long-running dispute over wages, conditions and job cuts. And the Electrical Trade Union has issued a warning: if Essential Energy are not prepared to offer a fair and reasonable outcome, it's likely the dispute will continue to escalate. The push is on to put the Taree Railway Station and the broader issue of regional train services front and centre in State Parliament, and the organisers of a recent protest campaign now want 10,000 signatures on a petition destined for Macquarie Street, Sydney. Greater Taree City residents last year won the Hometown Slowdown Challenge, and now the Great Lakes community has begun its campaign for success in 2016. And it's where Orange Wednesday and New South Wales State Emergency Service volunteers invite the community to get into the spirit of the day. And in sport, almost approved to Hughes, the Port Macquarie Race Club has barrier trials May 18 before the running of the Warhope Cup. Race Club CEO Michael Bowman:
at this stage, we're going to run the Warhope Cup on Sunday the 19th of June. We have official barrier trials will be run on next Wednesday, and that'll be the final sign-off, I guess, for the racing to recommence. Pretty happy with the track, draining well, and we had about a dozen horses go over it a week ago.
And that's the Max News Beat for now.